Proverbs 3:24. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. So we'll take it one clause at a time again. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. And there are a few reasons for this, that if you have wisdom and discretion, like we've been learning about here in Proverbs 3, if we have that, then when we do lie down to sleep at night, we're not going to be afraid. And this is a real thing. People struggle with this. I've known people that were Christians that were like, they, when they finally laid down at bed and in bed at night, then they couldn't sleep because they were terrified and scared about all kinds of different things. And so it's a real thing. So there's a few reasons for this, why we can lie down and not be afraid. First of all, wisdom teaches us to have faith in God, and that's the antidote of fear. So that's the most obvious answer. In Psalm 56, verses 3 through 4, if you're struggling with fear, the real problem is a lack of faith, right? That's really, because if you had total confidence that God was going to take care of you and nothing was going to happen to you, or at least nothing that he didn't allow to happen to you for your good, but if you had total confidence, then you wouldn't be afraid of anything, right? Why would you? So anytime any of us fear, and we all do, right, you can always just look introspect and look back, look into yourself and say, this is because of a lack of faith. I don't trust God's going to take care of me. He's not going to provide for me. Or I'm just afraid that he won't keep me in good health or keep me around long enough to take care of my family or whatever. You know, it always comes down to fear and to ultimately to a lack of faith. It comes down to not trusting that God will do what he said he would. Psalm 56, 3 through 4. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. So right there it is. There's the antidote to fear. When I'm afraid, I will trust in thee. And trust is another word for faith. Faith means, belief means faith, trust, confidence. So they are synonyms. But then another reason why, if we have wisdom and we are studying our Bibles, then we won't be afraid when we lie down, is because wisdom teaches us to be honest in our dealings, and then we won't have a guilty conscience that's keeping us awake at night and being afraid of whenever the bill collector's going to come, or being afraid whenever we're going to get found out that we, you know, screwed some guy and we get exposed. Wisdom teaches us to be honest. Look at 1 Thessalonians 4, 11 through 12. That is, I mean, you've probably heard people say it, a guilty conscience keeping you awake at night, and that is true, that people do struggle with that. There was a guy in another church that was a sleep doctor, and somebody asked him one time about having sleep problems or what caused sleep problems, and he's like, you have a guilty conscience? That was one of the things, anyway. Not always the thing, but can be. 1 Thessalonians 4, 11 through 12. Paul is teaching these Thessalonians, and that ye study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands as we commanded you, that ye may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing. So work hard, provide for yourself, and do so honestly, do so truthfully, and you're going to lay down and sleep at night for two reasons. You're going to be tired because you've been working hard, and you're not going to have any guilty complex that's going to be nagging your conscience at night. The third reason is that wisdom teaches us to live our lives in a simple way so that we're not stressed out when we lie down at night and we can't sleep. Ecclesiastes 5 and verse 12. Ecclesiastes 5:12. It says, the sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eat little or much, but the abundance of the rich will not suffer him to sleep. We'll get to that second part in a little bit. The sleep of a laboring man is sweet. And I mean, I don't know about you, but on the times when I have really worked my butt off, especially with physical manual labor, and just whipped, and your head hits the pillow and you are out immediately. Like, no lying awake, you know, for an hour trying to fall asleep and counting sheep or whatever. Chances are, if you've been working hard enough, you probably don't have trouble sleeping, right? But if your work is mental work, it's just as exhausting as physical work. But if when you have, when your mind is racing, that's when it's hard to fall asleep. That's whenever it's been hard for me to fall asleep. And then, fourthly, wisdom teaches us to stay away from dangerous places and people. We don't need to read this. We have already been through it. Proverbs 1, 10 through 19, when Solomon warned him to stay away from these, basically, how would I describe them? Communist mafia thugs, essentially. It's pretty much what those guys were. So, yeah, you're not going to get much good sleep when you're in the mafia and you're wondering when you're going to be next or whatever. So, stay away from wicked people and wicked places and you'll sleep a lot better. And then fifthly, wisdom teaches us to live within our means so that we don't have money fears that keep us awake at night. And I'm sure that there are plenty of people out there that when they go to bed at night wondering, am I going to be able to make the rent payment? You know, is my paycheck going to come in time, like the day before my rent's due or something? And I'm sure lots of people live like that. And that would be a miserable existence, and that you wouldn't be getting a whole lot of sleep if you're living like that. Proverbs 21 and verse 20. There is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spendeth it up. So yeah, you put some by, have a little padding and cushion, and then you're not going to be lying awake at night worrying. So yeah, do those wisdom teaches us those five things, and that will let us lie down and not be afraid when we sleep. Now, if you don't live your life according to wisdom, you might end up saying what the Lord promised Israel that they would say in Deuteronomy 28 and verse 67. Part of their curse that they would experience with this unspeakable hardship and deprivation that the Lord told them would come upon them if they turned their backs on Him, part of it would be that when they lied down at night, they would wish it were morning. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 67. It says, in the morning thou shalt say, would God it were even. And at the even thou shalt say, would God it were morning. For the fear of thine heart, wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thine eyes, which thou shalt see. So it would be so bad that when they laid down at night, they just wished for the morning because they were afraid. You think about people in countries that have actually experienced war, which this country never has. That's why everybody loves war in this country, because they've never seen it. But you can imagine people in Germany or Japan or Middle East or wherever lying down at night and hearing bombs going off and just wondering if your house is next, right? You'd probably wish for the morning. And then sometimes you wake up in the morning and you just wish it was nighttime. I've been there before. I've been there where I wake up in the morning going through such hard times that I just couldn't wait until it was night. I just wanted to go to bed so bad. I didn't want to get out of bed. I just couldn't wait until it was nighttime. And then sometimes the other way around, you go to bed and you're lying awake and you can't fall asleep and you're miserable and you just can't wait till it's morning. This is what God's talking about here. And the nights are really long. Yeah. It seems like they never end. Yep. This is what he's talking about here. And this is what wisdom will save us from. And then the second half of the verse. Yea, thou shalt lie down and thy sleep shall be sweet. Wisdom teaches us, like I said, hard work. Remember Proverbs 12:11, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. And that makes for sweet sleep. Remember what we already saw there in Ecclesiastes 5:12, that the sleep of a laboring man is sweet, but the abundance of the rich will not suffer him to sleep. So whenever he works hard, then he's going to have that sweet sleep like we talked about. And this is the sleep that God gives. He gives his children sleep. And if you're not having good sleep, then you should consider your ways, do some praying, see if there's, you know, examine yourself, see if there's something wrong, because God gives his beloved sleep. Psalm 127, verse 2. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Now, if it's self-inflicted, well, then that's your own fault, right? You're staying up too late, you're getting up too early, you're making yourself miserable. Sometimes, you know, just other physical things cause you where you can't sleep, and that's not your fault. I've been told when you get older, it's harder to sleep and harder to sleep through the night. I don't know. I haven't. Maybe you're not old enough yet. I don't know. But I've been told, a lot of people tell me whenever they get old that they can't sleep. You know, they can't sleep through the night. They're either getting up a lot, or my dad, he can't hardly, poor guy, he can't hardly sleep at all because he's getting up to pee every couple hours, and yeah, just pretty miserable. And then if he lays there for more than a couple hours, then his back hurts, and then he rolls on his other side and his shoulder hurts, and then his other shoulder hurts, and he just, there's no comfortable position because his body's just so destroyed. But anyway, it's really sad. And, you know, actually, I have Bible for that. I have Bible for that. Ecclesiastes 12. You're just not old enough, Judy. It's coming, though. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. All that cometh is vanity. So this is your pick-me-up sermon tonight. Life's just going to get worse and worse and worse, and then you're going to die. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Let's see here. Verse 4. And the doors shall be shut in the streets. You lose your opportunities. When the sound of the grinding is low, you can't hear anymore. And he shall rise up at the voice of a bird. See, any little thing wakes you up. You can't sleep. And all the daughters of music shall be brought low. That is, unless you're deaf by that point, then you can't hear anything anymore. But, so... So there you go.
I thought it was supposed to get some moralizing.
Yeah.
Well, Grandma could sleep. She just slept every night. William said she'll never die of stress.
Oh, that's good for her. Yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure that's not with everybody, but I have had you know, a lot of people tell me that. So yes, he gives his beloved sleep. So a lot of times our problems are our own self-inflicted, and usually has to do with what's going on in your head, you know. Okay, so that takes us to Proverbs 3:24.